on the Medrash, the Medrash says, Rabbi Ezra says, he didn't say to the Rebbe Shavuonu, day and night, but we have no time. So the Rebbe says, do the mitzvah through, consider that you didn't learn Torah day and night. So he started elaborating on this concept. What does it mean learning Torah day and night? What does it mean? Why he didn't want to learn Torah day and night? If he didn't want to learn Torah day and night, the Rebbe doesn't come to a person with a burden that the person can't do it. So surely Eden could do it. So therefore, why do we even say we haven't got any time? What do you mean we haven't got time? Why don't we have time? Why don't we make a time? Then he started speaking, what's the matter of Torah? What's the meaning of Torah that Eden say they want to learn Torah day and night? And the Abishah says, do the mitzvah to him. What's the matter of Torah? So Torah explained, on Torah we find Torah is higher than the world. Torah says, where's the Omer, where's the Shashuim, Shashuim Yim Yim. Torah is above all completely. Torah is the pleasure of Hashem, which is the enjoyment of Hashem, higher than all. On the other hand, we find Alpayim Torah, Kodmah Torah Leila, Alpayim Shana Kodmah Torah Leila. We say Torah is 2,000 levels higher than Leila. So it means 2,000, there's a limit. What does it mean? On this, he started elaborating and explaining the dinya of Seichel and Midas. But we see the difference between Seichel and Midas. Midas has to do with Azulas, has to do with someone else to whom you express the feelings, you express the Midas. Seichel is for oneself. One could see the study for himself. It doesn't need another one to whom to explain. The other way around, sometimes the other one disturbs it. It's a disturbance. He wants to concentrate on something else instead of thinking. You have to think for himself, or consider by himself. He said in a bracket, it's like to say, this that we say, Harbi Lamayati Merabri Sayyim Talmidim Yesha Mikulam, that there's Talmidim help, that's only in the development, but not the actual Chokhmah. The actual Chokhmah is there for yourself. And later on, to develop and so on, you need Talmidim. But the Torah is something independent of ourselves, so higher, and that's what we say Torah. Torah is the Chokhmah of the Eberstein, the way it is, higher than Olam, completely above all. That's Shashuim from the Eberstein, Shashuim, the pleasure of the Eberstein. So what does it say? That Torah is Alpayim Shana Kodmah Torah Olam, Torah is 2,000 years. On this, if you go to Shorot, what he explained there, he quoted, Torah comes from Lashon HaRoeh. Torah has different meanings. Torah is Seichel, Chokhmah. Chokhmah could be one for herself, but Torah is also a guide to others. So there's two levels in Torah. One level in Torah is the Torah by itself, higher than world completely. Another level in Torah is the Torah is Torah to do with wealth. There's a shachas of the world. And that's what we say, in that level of Torah, the Torah is a shachas of the world, still it is Alpayim Shana Kodmah Torah Leila, has a measure of Alpayim Shana. That the Torah is a shaykhus of the world. But there's another level in Torah which is completely above all. Now we'll explain what is the inyan of Torah, which is a Yehoah and Eilam, to direct, conduct and direct the world the way the world should fulfill the Kavanah. Yehoah means a direction, a lesson, advice. There's a Kavanah in the world. Which this is what we say, Bereishis, those two Reishis, that were there was created in the world. And Torah is the guide, how to get to fulfill the Kavanah of the Bir. So that level of Torah, which is the Kavanah of the Bir, should be fulfilled. This is Torah, which is Alpayim Shana Kodmah Torah Leila. On this explained, as it says, also the system of Seichel and Midas. There's the way Seichel is above Midas, has no shachas to Midas. There's another level in Seichel, which Seichel is a mokir for Midas, cause and effect. If you understand something is good for you, then you want it. So Seichel shows you that this goodness of the thing, then this develops the kindness, the one wanting it. Now, coming back, what to say, even say, one alone, tell him, or Laila, or Laila, or Laila. What does it mean? As before, if Eden want to learn Torah day and night, that means that's the correct thing. Otherwise, he wouldn't say it. So why is it that I ain't learn at night? Why is it Vayom Gotai? On this, that's where we stopped here. And Os Hei in the bottom. Omlo, it says, Avshur Eitzim Ona Biga Batur Yom Alaylo. Even the desire of Aides to learn Torah day and night. Why? Because Torah fulfills the Kavona. Torah is veracious, like we said, veracious. Beis Nikraim veracious. Two are called veracious, Torah and Yisrael. And through this is the world created. So Torah is the Kavona of the creation. Our Torah is the Kavona of the creation. So it will learn Torah day and night. This is the Kavona of the creation. As to Torah, we fulfill the Kavanah of the creation. To Torah, we fulfill the Kavanah of the Bria, it should be a Dira B'tachtonim. So therefore, Aid will learn Torah day and night to fulfill the Kavanah. And that's how Aid say, we would like to learn Torah day and night. But on the other hand, we say, Ein lo nepnai. What do you mean, Ein lo nepnai? We haven't got time. Why is it so that we have more time? If that's the Kavona, otherwise can't we fulfill the Kavona, we should be able to have time. Ein lo nepnai, what does it mean, Ein lo nepnai? We need the answer what we say, we want to learn Torah, but we haven't got any time, is this itself. Because Olam, that's why Ein lo nepnai. It's at Zeh Gufe, Sheini HaTorah Lifu Be'olam. As we say, what is the union of Torah? Torah is affecting the world, that the world should be a Dira B'tachtonim. So Torah has to influence the world, should be such a world, that the Eibur should want it should be a Dira B'tachtonim. So you have to deal with the world. Otherwise the world won't be like this. By learning Torah itself, you don't fulfill yet the Kavana, you have to do it. So as this itself, the Torah has to affect in the world, so Yesh Tisa Smok, and Tisa Silo. The world has to exist. If world wouldn't exist, then there is no kavuna there to fulfill the kavuna that the world should be a dira b'tachtonim. So world has to exist with the system of the world. And there you make a dira b'tachtonim. So it has to be a mitzvah of olam. Shelochin, therefore, as olam exists already, the world exists, not that there's no world. The world exists the way the world is. The way the world is now. The way we see the world. There is a gamma of Torah, Yesh Sidra Avodah. So Torah itself gives an order how a Jew should behave. Torah is the Kavana, Torah is the purpose of everything, but Torah itself gives the guidance how to conduct, how to fulfill the purpose of a Dira B'tachtonim. So Torah itself makes a Sidra, Be'oifn Lehani Be'mini Deherz. Torah says, in the world, you have to deal with the world, and you mustn't be segregated from the world. You have to be involved in the world. You have to deal with the world. Deal with the world the way the world is and make a deal with Tartanim, not to go away from the world. It's not in the way that learn Torah day and night, nothing else. Therefore, as to have effect in the world, has to be a world. So it has to be a world, you have to deal with the world. So you can't lock yourself up and learn Torah day and night. To such extent we find Torah, that Torah considers the world and that Torah there is a room for world. Atki dekach, to such extent is it? That we find. Afilu mishu terosayom nasi. Even this purpose, this great tzaddik, that his whole life is learning Torah, Torah not say his whole skill is learning Torah. Even this person still Torah, he has to learn Torah that the Torah should affect the world. Not that Torah not say he should lock himself up in a room just by himself without any shachas to the world. There's a shachas to the world. Shezer gamdi kaloshin, this is the expression which the Chazal say Torah seyom not say. He has to have a umnes. Every person has to have a umnes, a skill. His skill is Torah, but has to be a skill, which is skill, means to deal with the world. Al-Derech Maimar Azal, similar like the Azal say in the Pesuk Ve'ei Yoatz La'Omon, that the Torah says, Ani Ayisik Liyom Nosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah says I was the Tulach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Bria Seilam. And that's what it says, Torah Seilam, Torah is his tool. But he still has to deal a world that this is a tool for the world. This is what means Torah Seilam Nasei, that even this person, that his whole thing is Torah, but Lima La Torah Shalapayel Be'elam. His learning Torah is to influence the world, to have an effect on the world, not just for himself. That was a Yuva. With this we'll be able to understand also another point. Ma Shematzina, we find Shegam Rav Shimon ben Yochai, even such a person like Rashbi, which Rashbi is the caliber of Torah Siyam Nosri. He is a person that his whole being is only Torah. Still, Rashbi Torah Siyam Nosri, he was the highest level of Torah Siyam Nosri. Still, but Rashbi also, he mispalel pa'amachas b'shona. Once a year he was davening. But he had to daven once a year, at least once a year daven. V'haynu, lefi shegam etzlami sh'Torah Siyam Nosri, even that high person, that his whole life is Torah, but Torah Siyam Nosri is such a level like Rashbi, still, so it's a limud, but if you shatir it, it has to be also such a learning, that learning has affected the world. Therefore, he has to daven sometime, which has to do with the world. V'lochen, therefore, hoy gam Rashbi, Rashbi also was mukhach leispalel. He also had to daven, at least, at least once a year, but once a year he had to daven, and this was Yetzirah the whole year. Zero Shamu Yisrael, this is what Eden said, we want to learn Torah, I ain't learn the time, I haven't got the time. Why do I haven't got time? Why do I have to deal with the world? As the whole purpose of Torah is to have effect in the world, to influence the world, so world is important. World has something, importance, that the whole thing of Torah is to influence the world, to affect the world. So the world is an important matter. And that's what he didn't say. As there is a world, we have to deal with the world, so therefore the way the world is, the way we are affected with the world, ain't love of night. Mitzad ha'helem ha'hester sh'b'olam. Mitzad this cover in the concealation, which is concealed, God is concealed in the world. Olam b'loshen helem, olam from the word helem. Therefore, yochali is ma'im and matzah, could be a situation, she'ain't love of night. In the situation, we have time. We would like to learn Torah, because Torah is the whole purpose, but we have to affect in the world, so there is a world. We have to be in the world. We haven't got time to learn Torah, because we have to deal with the world, affect the world. And that's what Hashem created, and like we quoted before, what the Gemara says, Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel will also be other. Rabbi Shmuel says a person has to do work for a living. Rashbi says Klum Odom Chayesh Tere Matela. Rashbi, which is in English only Tere, he says a person will be plowing the fields and so on. What will be plowing Tere? What is he advising? She didn't learn. But it was successful. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, a person has to work for a living. And the Gemara says, others tried like Rashbi and weren't successful, and those who tried like Rabbi Shmuel to deal with the world, to be affecting in the world, to do business and to do other things, they were successful. So we see that's how it is, which the Hashem made it in such a way that Aid has to deal with the world. This is the answer which Eber says to Eden. Kaimo mitzvot film, do the mitzvot film, maila ni aleichem kilatim v'gim v'tirim v'layla. Fulfill the mitzvot film, and this I'll make you, I'll consider you like you are on Torah day and night. When we answer that film is a replacement for learning Torah, that means one has connection with the other one. Is a shaykhus. That's why tefillin could be a replacement of learning Torah. Shemizem Uban, from this understood that mitzvah tefillin shayachas levatur. Tefillin is a shayachas levatur. That's what the Eibusha says. To Eden, you won't learn Torah, you can't learn Torah, do the mitzvah tefillin. Especially when we find this, what the Medrash says, that the Eibusha says, I'll consider you like a long time. That means film is an exchange or somehow to do with learning Torah. The Eibusha says, I'll consider you like a long time. The Eibusha doesn't say just like this. If Hashem said so, that means it is like this. So it is like learning Torah, putting on film is considering like learning Torah. But still, our Aruch became, but still, it's an exchange, but not the same. Our Aruch became still. Einzik meidivei haTorah mamash. It's not the same thing like learning Torah. It is only my learning alicha, I'll consider you learning Torah, but it's not learning Torah. So there is mitzvah tefillin, which tefillin is like exchange for learning Torah, but not learning Torah. It is only considered like learning Torah day and night. What is it? What does it mean? Tefillin is not a learning Torah, but it is considered like. What is the idea of learning Torah? Is to influence the world, to have effect on the world. Film has effect on the world. Now what is it? Well, to point out, a similar thing which we find here with film, which film is like an exchange for learning Torah instead of learning Torah, a similar thing we find concerning the Sefer Tehillim. Which I'll present Yom Tov Shemayim Azeh, who will be Tehillim Dafke. Which this is also an explanation why this statement of is quoted in the Medrash Tehillim. Because Tehillim has a similarity, has a similar thing like this, what we're saying here, Tehillim is instead of learning Tehillim. What is Tehillim? Tehillim. In a Sefer Tehillim, the book of Tehillim, is Memutzer ben Torah Tehillah. There's Torah, which is learning, study, Chochma. Tefillah, davening, it's prayer, expression, praising Hashem, expression. Tehillim is between Torah and Tefillah. Sefer Tehillim, the book of Tehillim, is Echad Mechadal Kisra Kodesh HaBetorah. It's one of the 24 books of the Torah. That means it's a book of Torah, Tehillim. And we are having said, together with this, which is one of the 24 books of Torah, Tehillim is in Yonah Shal Sefer Tehillim, what the answer was. What is Tehillim itself? Praises to Hashem, and so on. So it has both. It has the Inyan of Torah, and it is Tehillah. In Yisrael Brachas, like it says in Gemara Brachas, Shizel Klalos Inyan Tehillah, that this is the Inyan of Tehillah. Tehillah is Shir Yisrael Brachas to Hashem, which this is Tehillim. After begin, even though Tehillim is mainly praises to Hashem and so on, still, Yeshua Gamal is how one of us are, Yeshua Tehillah. Tehillim has it also a study. It's not just praises and so on, there's a study, there's the Chokhmah Tehillah, Chokhmah Shalmala, there's the Chokhmah of the Eibasha. That's what Tehillim is. So Tehillim has both. Has Tehillah, and it has Tehillah. Like we find this. Kvishabikish David HaMelech, Allah HaShalom. David HaMelech says, Yir L'Rotz Im Revi. David HaMelech says, "He was the Mephi." What does it mean? So the Chazal say, "Sheikurim behem v'neitlim aleihem schar kin goyim ve'elus." The Gemara says, "What does David say? He was the Mephi." David is asking, when people say Tehillim, should be considered like the learn one of the deep inyanim of goyim ve'elus, mishnayos and goyim ve'elus. So Tehillim has exchange of Vayne Torah. Similar, like we're saying here, the tefillin are an exchange of Vayne Torah. Why does he particularly point out the Gemara? Well, this is explaining another thing. The difference, to point out here, the difference between learning Torah day and night or the mitzvah Torah. As far as learning Torah day and night is concerned, so this thing of concentrating, learning Torah day and night, then, Mitzvah Gidra Eilom, Yicholali is Havniya Shein Lanatai. Learn Torah day and night, there is a world. We are in this world. The world is such a world which doesn't enable us to learn Torah day and night. So as far as world is concerned, it disturbs, or it doesn't allow, not enabling us to learn Torah day and night. So there is a Havniya holding us back. Ashenkim in the Gila Mitzvah still. Do the Mitzvah still? You could do the Mitzvah. There's not a matter of hanging long of night, you have no time. The Mitzvah still, you do the Mitzvah all day, or a part of the day, or a few minutes. What is the difference of Tria and Tfilm? Well, Tria, we say, we would like to learn day and night, but there is disturbance of hanging long of night. Tefillin is different. Limud ha-Torah ha-piyul lo-elif l'shinu b'avir olam. Learning Torah, idol, and spirit has an effect on the world, has an effect on the air, in the atmosphere. So that's what Torah is, changing the atmosphere, changing the air. It still becomes a different air. But tefillin, ma-shein ki mitzvah tefillin, tefillin has got an effect in the world, but not a change like this. After Pe'olus Be'olam, even that film has an effect in the world. Where do we see the effect that film has in the world? We should consider like this Pasuk, the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, when all the nations of the world will see the name of Hashem on top of you, they'll be afraid of you. Omer Azal, the Azal say, what is that thing that a goy sees by Eid and this gets fear, gets him afraid? That's the film. Eid has film, has effect on the world. But the effect which film has in the world, we are in Mecca, they got afraid of it. What doesn't change the world? It's not a different environment, a different atmosphere. It's only has the effect of him that he's afraid. Not change the world. Ain't the pure shalshina regalam. The film which Aid puts on is not a change in the world, even among the world change in the world. Kiyivi yorim imekha bilbad. It's only towards fear of the nations. It was the Ast, the Al-Khareba, or somebody else. The Al-Khareba. I said, the guy was afraid of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe had something that frightened. And he was putting a tefillin onto it. So they asked him, also he puts on tefillin and there was no, the guy sees the tefillin. So the Alter Rebbe answered, the answer was, it says by tefillin, we hear him in Mecca, so the Razal say, well, they'll be afraid of you, ail with tefillin shibirosh. The tefillin which is in the head, not on top of the head. If the tefillin is in the head, then they see it's somebody else, it's a different person. So the goyim are afraid of it. If it's on top of the head, it doesn't get the fear. So Yoram Mecca, but tefillin makes only the Yoram Mecca, but doesn't change the world. Oh, it's another point in tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin, apilei boilam kotten zeradam. Tefillin is the effect on the person which puts on tefillin, the Olam Kotel, שתיעץ להמשוך הסמכים במידס. The Indian of Tfilness, that where the person is mamshich moichin into the midas. That's the idea of Tfilness, I guess it's funny so. Kivur Vidush of Siddhas, elaborated in the Maimorim of Siddhas, Ebir Maimor Azir Parsha Eschanon, elaborating in the Maimorim of Siddhas what explains the statement of the Zir of Eschanon, the Indian of Tfilness, where the Zir of Eschanon speaks about Tfilness. Zir says, שדלת הבתים ודלת הפרשס, לפור בתים ולפור פרשס הם של ראש, הם דלת מויכן, ופרס זה דלת מויכן, מויכן חבד הם דעס, הוא שזווה את התתו. ואז זה עניין הצוויל, זה מויכן. ועניין הרצויס, דרצויס הוא שפור לא פונדה של ראש, נמשוך הם מהבתים, לצהם שפור לבתים לא יודען, המשוך עשה מויכן למידס. This is the Tzuris is the Mamshah from the Meichin in Midas. This is the reason why Kedushas HaRetzuris is Pchusa Mekdushas HaBatim. The Kedushas of the Retzuris is lower level than the Batim, because the Batim is the Meichin, and this is Hamshah HaSamechin in Midas. Mishum Sheinya Retzuris, Hamshah HaLamata Mila Meichin. The Batim, the Bai Shal Rosh, is the Dalet Meichin, and the Ratzur is the Amshachah from Meichin Amidus. Elo Shal, the Apiyule, Be'odom, Nifal Gambar Elo. So that's the Inyan of Tfilin. Tfilin is to be Mamshah, the Meichin, and the Midas by the person, and to the person, the Jew, doing the Mitzvah, is Mamshah in the world as well. Why is the Mamshah in the world? Like the Pasuk says, Ki Mishah Sa'olam, Los Unbelievam. What's going on in the world is up to the feeling of the Jew, up to the heart of the Jew. As I eat Jew in his heart is Mamshah the Moichin, so becomes Mele the Amshachah and Eilam as well. Adish Odom Puro Gatsmai, when a person has in himself, he finds himself in books himself, affects himself in the Dalit Yisraelish in his four elements to Mamshah the Moichin, Rezenim Shagam Mikol Asolom Kulei. So this means that the Amshocha, which is the tefillin, is not only what the person puts on the tefillin, but in the world at large as well. Amurki Medalad Yisraelis, which the world is made up on the four elements, so he's making the four Dalad Parshas, Animsha and the Dalad Yisraelis, and so on. Mekim Shetfis Asmokim Shal Metzir Yisraelim, Mitzah Atzirim, Mepilu Lashan Yisraelim, Mibrim Atzirim, Dabkin. As Tire, the world should be changed. It's in Torah. Lochen hine davki b'negil l'mur Torah yechol esli es miniyim mitzad gedolam. As the idea of Torah is the way Torah should be nimshach in olam. Like we said before, the whole idea of Torah is that Torah is hayroah should come in the world. So Torah recognizes the world, and Torah has to be nimshach in the world. Therefore, it could be in a way that the world disturbs Torah. That the world makes it she'ein lo nepnai, that they have no time to learn Torah because the world is important in Torah. But film is there itself, so film is the Amshocha. Oid Yishleima, another point we could say the difference, Achiluk Shubin Limud HaTorah LeMisosil. Another point we could say the difference between learning Torah and film, by film. There isn't this concept of Ein Lon Apnai, but by Torah there is Ein Lon Apnai. Sham Shoch HaSamoichim Mimidus Aldei HaTorah. These that we say Torah has the effect in the world, to be Mamshech Moichin and Midas in the world, like we explained before. That Torah is the Inya Moichin, the Inya Seichel, and Seichel is Nimshan and Midas. So where is the Amshoch HaMoichin, we say, day and night. Where is it? It has the effect of day and night. So Liga B'Torah, the learning Torah, has to be Yom V'Layla, day and night. Where is the Madrega of day and night? That's in Atzilus. So the Amshocha of Torah is only in Atzilus. Same thing is also applies what we said before, that Torah is called Reishis Tvoso. It's also like this. Binyan Beis Reishis is the two Reishis, which is Torah of Yisrael. Shein Apilu de Yisrael al Dei HaTorah, the effect which Eden have to Torah. That's true also. Where is true also? Tua, so as we say, Tua with the hay. What is the hay? Hay achrena the shamavaya. Tua, so with the hay refers to the last hay of shamavaya, which is Sfiras HaMalchus. So we have by Tua, Yemu v'laylo, as a Zeiram Kenei Malchus. Lehem Shochei Malchus. Tua, so as again, Malchus. So the Hamshacha of Teire to Teire in the Eilam, which Eilam, which world is affected to Teire? The world of Hatzilus. As we know, in Malchus there is two Madrigas. There is a Madriga of Malchus, Kivshua Eilam Hatzilus. The Malchus of Hatzilus, which then Malchus is called, Shoz Nikas or Neichish Leime Emune Israel. Malchus is called the Neichish Leime Emune Israel. Which is Malchus and Atzilus. And then there's a year of Malchus, and the year of Atzilus, which is the Sibia. Malchus comes to Bia. Purus HaTeire, the effect of the Eid learns Teire, where is the effect which Teire has in the Olam? Even Malchus, which is Atzilus. The effect Teire in the Olam is only in Atzilus, or in the Midas Atzilus, or in Malchus Atzilus. But not lower than. But in Tfilin, which we said before, that's the idea of Tfilin, the Dalet Moichin to Mamshach HaMidas, this is the Malchus Kishiras Tibia. That's the Malchus Kishiras Shemia. Because there are times, that's the answer, the explanation. Shamdi Mniyeh Mitzad Gidrei Olam. This, that the world affects us. The influence in the world, the effect in the world, that the world doesn't allow us to learn Torah day and night, Shein Lo Lofnai, I don't got time. Where is the effect? This is only believing in Torah. Learning Torah, which is Torah, Mamsha, in Atzilus, the effect is that you haven't got the time for it. But for you, Mr. Still, not to Mr. Still, you kind of miss a film, you only put on just for a minute. Kim Shal De Atzilus Leinaz, Sam Shachal Lamata Be'olam. True Torah is only in Atzilus, not Nimshchan Eilam. Therefore, Eilam could disturb it. But, even if the Mitzvah is filled up, it's not filled up. Filled up is Nimshchan here, in Bia, which is not disturbed.
Not everybody puts on tefillin, unfortunately.
That's the whole idea of the Mitzvah filled up, to persuade the Eid, to put on tefillin.
But the world has had an effect on the union of tefillin.
It has an effect to the extent even more. And that's what the Rebbe said, the effect of the six-day war was to the Mitzvah Torah. Was affecting the world. That was the Yerem Mecca. Miraculously. You have it now recently as well, which was a certain event that took place, I don't remember exactly what, but I had recently also, same thing with the film. They saw the, in the army and so on, they saw that the film is a saving life.
Life
saving. Quite a few events which was recently.
There's a story. The story that they told about the one in the tank who was
I don't remember the details, but quite a lot. Yeah. Quite a lot of different things we should have. The terrorism, a lot of things. והנה עניין המשור הסמריכי ממידי שנעשה על דיינו חסטו This, that to say it to film, is the המשור הסמריכי ממידי מסחו בימי במצווה It starts in the day of the המצווה כשנעשה בין ידיע ראשון ובימך and day of the המצווה and it becomes 13 years in one day then עוז נעשה בדעס then על פיתויר it becomes a בדעס Also, Ram Shech HaMoichim HaMidus. Then is the Mitzvah of Tfilin to Imam Shech Moichim HaMidus. So when is the Amshocha Samoich and Emiles? When is Bar Mitzvah? Which this is the answer which we started in the beginning. Shezeru Gama Shekosu V'chazakta Lo Yisrael Yish. This is what we say in the Maimer. The Maimer was V'chazakta Lo Yisrael Yish. The Teir Ish, the title Ish, where you all take it from Midas. Ish refers to Midas. Ki Maimer Ki Ish Ki Gurosi. Okay, Ish, like his strength, his energy. And this is what we say, V'chazak Tavu Yisrael Ish. Be a mensch then, be a ish then. Behindu. Shavuos Nitonim Le'akriches. Then, at the day of the Bar Mitzvah, he is given the Kriches, Lifu B'inyan HaMidas. Then, in the day of the Bar Mitzvah, he is given the Kriches to change his Midas, to affect his Midas, Levarer Esa Yitzahore, to refine the Yitzahore. Which is the comes first before the Yitzhak. And the day of the Bar Mitzvah is given the Kriches to be Mu'ayr. And to the bearer of the Yitzhak, then Lifu Gam Birer Olam. He has the effect, he is able to have effect in the world. And as we mentioned before, that really the main Bira of the Elam becomes a Torah. And that's why Eden say we would like to learn Torah day and night to be Mevara the Elam. But ain't learn of night. And this is as the main Bira is the Torah, only a Tefillin is an exchange Torah. Therefore, Mudgish of Bar Mitzvah coming at Torah. That's the Bar Mitzvah comes also the idea of Torah. Torah stays by Bar Mitzvah. What is it? שזהו שהמצווה הראשונה שמחייב בשנת הגודל. This is that the first mitzvah which a boy becomes when he becomes a godel, the first mitzvah which he is mechayev. What is this? That's mitzvah krishma. In the evening he becomes a godel now. That's the mitzvah krishma, the first mitzvah which says krishma.
Before tefillin.
This is before tefillin. Kibur v'kimacher. It's explained in another place. Shezeh ha'tam she'aschol ha'sa sh'as hi b'hem v'sakir ha'nashma b'avod. It's explained in another place. This is the reason why the beginning of sh'as is from Krishma Shel Arvis. Because a Jew, the first mitzvah which he does is Krishma Shel Arvis. As soon as it becomes a mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah? Krishma Shel Arvis. That's why we start off sh'as b'hem v'sakir ha'nashma b'avod. Shenu yitzvah alinya ha'msiris nefesh v'krishma. Besides Krishma is the Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, which is B'chol Levov, B'chol Nav, B'chol Meidecha, Yesh Bozeh Gam Inyan of Torah. There's Krishma also in the Inyan of Torah, that's part of Torah. It used to be Yerushalmi like the Moria says Yerushalmi. Be your time with the Rashbi, Shem Matzikim, and Talmud Torah in the Krishma. The Moria Yerushalmi says, why does Rashbi say that from Talmud you're not Mafsik to say Krishma? And this is the past in Bavli that Krishma wants to say. So therefore you learn whatever it is, you're mafsik. Rashbi says, no, you're not mafsik from learning to Krishma. Why? He says the expression, ki ze shinan ve ze shinan. Krishma is say vishinan to levanecho. What is Krishma? Shinan, learning. Torah is also learning. Maybe what? If you learn already, you're sitting learning, you're in the middle of learning, you're not mevat, only learning for Krishma. Because both of them are Shina. So that's why we say, Krishma, the first name in Krishma. Especially more is the Indian of being Mamshich, the Dalet Meichin in the world, isn't it? שזה האכיל בין תפילות של יד שכנגד הלב ותפילות של ראש כנגד המלך. But this is the difference between של יד ושל ראש. של ראש refers to מלך, של יד refers to לב. לב is the emotions, the midas, ראש is מייכן. זה עניין יותר, which ראש, זה עניין של ראש, is מייכן, that's תראה. And this is the difference between של ראש ושל יד. וזהו גם שעיקר הבירו לעשות לתפילות של ראש. And this going back, we say that the main thing is the birur. The main birur is to the shalosh, to the Torah. Shalochin seder anachosam hu, v'hashmaktinim in tefillah shal yad v'shalosh. As the main birur is the shalosh, That's why we put on first the Shalyad, which is the lower Madrege, and then we come to Shalosh, which is the higher Madrege. Tfilah Shalyad is Yichudat HaTorah, which Shalyad is called Yichudat HaTorah to lower level, which is the Madrege of Iskafia, and Tfilah Shalosh is Yichudat Eloah. That's Isapcha. Therefore, first it is Iskafia, then it's Isapcha. First is Tfilah Shalyad, and then Tfilah Shalosh. Another place is elaborating. The real inyan of Yichud Eloah, which is an Atzilus L'Shayach Afilin Yishapcha. The real inyan of Yichud Eloah is that Yishapcha is not applicable there. It's higher than this. Because Atzilus L'Yigur Harad doesn't apply Yishapcha at all. But normally, this is Yishapcha and Yishapcha, which is Kafia Shal Yad and Yishapcha Shal Yosh. Shleimus Abir, Rebbeinu Shal Yishapcha. The real Bir is Yishapcha, that's why the real Bir is the Shal Yosh. Kasha is a minyona shal Baragyul of Yibistamos. One could connect it also with the union of the Baragyul of Yibistamos and Rumas Vishmei, which is expressed in his name. Like we said before, the union of Yosef, Yosef is Mamshich from Yaakov. Yosef brings down to Yaakov and to into the world. Shayinyon shal Yosef, what is Yosef? Yosef is like we say, Eir told us Yankov Yosef. Now Shocha from Yaakov is Yosef and Biah. And whoever says explain. Shayinyon Shocha the Yaakov and Biah, that's the Indian of Yosef, to Imam Shech the Indian of Yaakov in Elam is Biah as well. A brief in such a way that Yosef Havai Ali Bein Acher. Now by Yosef, it says in Pesach, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. What does it mean, Yosef Hashem li ben acher? Pir she Tzvah Tzedek explains, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, from the acher to make a ben. Last is my acher ben, from the acher, the one who ran away, is a way to make a ben. She ain't not true, that's the thing of true, Yosef. That's the thing of his apcher. We is a mamshich and a prelim, gambe me melam sorim. One is Mamshah, this is the Maimah of Sedar in the Ben Amsorim, so he said, Mamshah, the Indian of Yosef, also Ben Amsorim. If we're not all the Anuchas Tfilin, special for Tfilin, Shal is a Pelim, Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Tfilin. That when Ayid does Tfilin, he makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Tfilin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Tfilin, he explained before, the Shivus of Eden, the value of Eden. Kul of Gan, Tfilin Shal Rosh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Tfilin is also the Indian of Shal Rosh, which is the Indian of Yitzhak. Shikuyam Ayyud shall be fulfilled the promise of Achtel Ben Sosin, Yochi Yomeilu Ben Sosin Vosimcho. And the Gila Amitis Vashleimo, Boi Begula Sibistamos, just like in the Stamos, where we saw Barif in the Hini Nifus Veneno, and it was the Stamos was the Gila in such a way that it was a surprise, a complete surprise, and everybody realized it's a surprise of miracle. That even the goyim recognize it's something a miraculous thing about it, because normally it wouldn't be. Until the goyim themselves admitted it's a miracle. Well, can't you alone? So it should be by us. Including my years, should we fulfill the promise? The Yul Amit is our Shlema, the Moshiach Sikhem.